The amount of funding we need, you can see, is intense over the next 3 years, and amounts in aggregate to 27 billion. However, in reality, years 4 and 5, you can see there, have got net surplus cash. In reality, we will probably approve additional projects, particularly as growth resumes in the market. And so there will be a greater capital expenditure than has been planned, and we might need further funding in those particular years. And we are very confident we'll raise this funding in a cost-effective manner because of the alternatives we've put in place and the reputation we've built over the past 4 years as delivering on everything that we said we would and maintaining the prudent financial metrics. And the possible funding sources that we've put in place are, first of all, the backbone of our funding, Al mentioned, would be domestic bonds. And at the moment, we are tapping those at R1 billion a month. But we're aware that as other SOEs, particularly, increasingly tap the domestic bond market, one's got to have alternative sources, particularly if we want to procure the right yields. And so that's why we need alternatives in place. We are working with various development finance institutions, and we're pretty advanced with African Development Bank, where due diligence is in the process of being concluded. I've mentioned the domestic loans with foreign and local institutions. We're working with a Japanese insurance company which invests in infrastructure around the world. We've put in place all the documentation. We just don't like the price at the moment, and we're watching it like a hawk, and when the rand-yen swap rates narrow, we will hope to conclude that deal. Talked about the commercial paper, which we issue monthly, depending on short-term needs. And importantly, we are finalizing all the documentation and legal requirements for a global medium-term note program, which will be the equivalent of the program that we use domestically to issue our bonds and commercial paper under. And that will enable us to issue bonds quickly into the US and European markets. Now, if we go back a year, if conditions were similar today in the financial markets as they were about a year ago, we would be issuing about a $5 billion bond into the foreign markets. But with the deepening financial crisis, emerging markets were penalized with a higher spread expected by investors. And whilst that spread has narrowed in recent times, it has caused the net cost of us raising a bond in those foreign markets today as being too expensive. But we're watching it daily, and there will come a time in the short to medium term when the pricing will be right, and we'll issue a $5 billion or so bond into that market.